This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck, the Blaze Radio Network.
We have Doc Thompson with us. He does mornings on the Blaze Radio Network. And you have been kind of taking my approach of, hey, let's listen to people.
Right, right.
And it has paid off in a big way. Mm-hmm. Tell us how.
I was following your other approaches in life, and those weren't working out so well for me. So
right.
I decided
yeah,
this
I
one would work. So a couple weeks ago, we found out about this J20. This is the Disrupt J20, where they're organizing all of the different little factions. Anybody who is opposed to some of our ideals for whatever the little issue, abortion, gun control, whatever, to bring them all together in D.C. and do whatever they can to actually disrupt the inauguration on some level to stop him from becoming president, which is a little nutty to me. When we found out about it, my producer Chris Cruz said, okay, let me try to get them on, and he amazingly got a lady by the name of Lacey McCauley to come on. Apparently she doesn't have access to the internet to find out about me, so she actually agreed to the interview.
Yeah, but you did, you were honest with her.
I was, yeah. A lot of people think that, you know, by asking tough questions or that I am satirical over the top at times that I'm gonna treat them that way, and we didn't, we heard her out. She said some things that the audience objected to, some things I did as well. I didn't debate every issue, but we talked about the Disrupt J20. And she said it's nonviolent, they just want to disrupt, civil disobedience, use phrases like that. And I said, listen, I will stand with you for your right to express your First Amendment rights. I will stand with you, but not for violence, not for breaking the law, anything like this. So then James O'Keefe and Project Veritas released their first video that seems to show that they want something a little more than just civil disobedience, possibly some things that are pretty dangerous.
Is she in the video?
She is not in the first one, but they mention her in the second one, which was released late yesterday. So after the first one was released the day before yesterday, we interviewed her yesterday morning, and she said basically that the people in the video that were calling for stink bomb acid, I can't remember the type of acid it's called, to be put in the ventilation or the sprinklers off, that they knew, and I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially they knew that the person that was talking to them was not one of them. And she said, we knew it was some sort of scam. We didn't know who. It could have been police. It could have been.
So you make it worse?
That was my question. I said, why would you incriminate yourself? They can use this as evidence. And she really didn't have a great answer for that.
Right.
But she stuck to that this was all just a big ruse that they were putting on for whoever was interviewing them, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then the video came out yesterday that seems to show a little bit more. So I have a clip, if you want to hear it, of yesterday's interview with her where she mentions a couple of things like that and then also talks about James O'Keefe.
Okay, here it is.
Once again, I'm going to offer you the opportunity to condemn any acts of violence or anything that would get anybody hurt this week in D.C.
Well, thank you very much, Doc. This is absolutely something that we articulate and reaffirm at every single one of the meetings of Disrupt J20. And, you know, this is a commitment to harming no one.
You believe James O'Keefe is working on behalf of Nazis, or he's doing the work of Nazis, white nationalists?
Well, he basically is attacking our group, the DC Anti-Fascist Coalition, and our targets are the people who are modern day Nazis.
They voted for Trump. They're looking for something different, but they don't necessarily stand with the Nazis. I mean, you understand the difference.
I think it's pretty clear to me that he is attacking a group that protests Nazis. So that
wow.
puts him on that side.
President-elect Trump until Friday. You don't think that he supports Nazi issues, do you?
Well, I think that there's basically a reason that these groups have been so celebratory of his policies.
Unbelievable.
Glenn Beck, your thoughts on that?
quite clearly misguided. I mean, I stand against fascism.
Yeah.
I stand against Nazis. To tie Donald Trump, actually tie him to Nazis is ridiculous. To tie Steve Bannon to the Nazi movement is not. But there is nothing in Donald Trump's history that shows that he is racist. Maybe the thing, Stu, that, you know, he went for the casino thing, that's probably the biggest mark of racist. But other than that, in his history, does he have that tendency that it would show that he was a Nazi?
No, God, no. I mean, you talk about Steve Bannon. I mean, there are obviously a lot of people in the alt-right that embrace those values and send people, you know, pictures of them in gas chambers and such. But yes. There's most people, even Ben Shapiro,
yeah,
who is an ardent critic of Steve Bannon's, has said he doesn't think he believes those things.
I don't think so either. Using them.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a case to be made that Steve Bannon is connected and using them. And Donald Trump was taking advice from Steve Bannon. But I don't think he's a Nazi.
It's funny, though. There's so many subtle levels of this. Yes, clearly there are people in America that identify with Nazis. These people are crazy, right? It's not everybody automatically in the alt-right, the right or whatever, is a Nazi just because we disagree. There's many, many levels that get you closer and closer to that.
Even a lot of the Nazis weren't Nazis as we think of them today.
Right, I got to do this, right?
Yeah, again, that's horrible, but I'm not even talking about, like, there are people who were in the party who didn't do all of those things even back then to assign... It's true.
No, I know it's true. You and I are both, we're more well-read on the Nazi movement than 99% of the Nazis.
Right, and there's no reason to draw gray areas about the Nazis. My point, though, they're all obviously horrible. The point, though, is that even people who would today identify themselves that way weren't people who've killed 6 million Jews. This is why everyone gets so frustrated with Nazi comparisons. We all know how that ended up, so therefore everyone jumps to the end point of that. However, there was a lot of stuff early on that wasn't so clear they were going to wind up killing 6 million Jews, even though Hitler was very clear about his intentions.
Again, people not taking him literally, but taking him seriously.
Yeah, point is, though, you can't compare. I mean, obviously, a comparison like that, where you're just throwing everyone, half this freaking country in the boats of Nazis, is just completely absurd.
And to disrupt the inauguration destroys the main thing about America, and that is we have a peaceful transfer of power. That is one of the most stabilizing points that we can make to the rest of the world. Look, we strongly disagree, but we always have a peaceful transfer of power. Even though, I mean, we can compare this, you know, the Secret Service was not in effect with Abraham Lincoln. We didn't have a Secret Service. Abraham Lincoln did not understand how divided this country was until he made it to Baltimore. Most people don't know this, but there was a plot against his life coming in for his first inauguration from Illinois. And he took the train to Philadelphia. And he was supposed to then take the train to Baltimore the next morning. What people didn't know is he actually took a train. He got into Philadelphia, and instead of staying, he went out the back door and in the cover of darkness went to, I want to say it was like Hershey or someplace in that area, and then took another train in the middle of the night to Washington and completely bypassed. It wasn't Philadelphia, it was Baltimore. He made it all the way to Baltimore, and it was the next morning they were going to kill him at the train station. So he took another train out and then rerouted to Washington. But it was in him walking down the street to get out where he heard all of the anti-Lincoln and anti-North sentiment on the streets. And he couldn't believe it. He said later, I didn't understand how divided we were as a country, that there were people willing to kill the people in the North. It wasn't just me. I think we're close to that point again, to where we are so divided and the extremes on both sides have been so wound up by politicians that they think now is their moment.
Imagine if they get what they want on Friday. It's like the dog that catches the car. What are you going to do now? What do they think is going to happen? We disrupted it. He didn't get inaugurated. Everyone's just going to go back to their life. Obama stays president. All hell breaks loose if they disrupt that.
And he's inaugurated anyway.
And he gets inaugurated anyway.
They'll just go inside and inaugurate him.
That's right. But that's what happens. That's what people want. There are a great number of people now that want a crackdown. They want the chaos because they want the crackdown.
And we were such...
She says she's anti-fascist. Well, what do you think? How are fascistic states created? They're created by crackdowns because crackpots went and burned down the Reichstag.
I thought it was with marshmallows and rainbows. I thought that's how it was created, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. It's really frightening to see the left. And again, the media has called a whole group of people Nazis. Not what I said.
Right.
These are brown shirt tactics. And there's a difference between brown shirt tactics and Nazis. While they were both Nazis, one is describing a person and a group of people. The other is saying, you're using the same tactics here.
Did you see the second James O'Keefe video, the Project Veritas one?
No. No.
In it, at one point, one of the guys talking, he's like, well, you know, let me, this is one of the Disrupt J20 people. Let me call my comrade and see if he can blah,
comrade.
Blah, blah. So you anti-fascist people.
Communists.
So
they're communists.
And you think that's better. These are the people that believe that they are opposite ends of the spectrum. I do not believe that.
No, they're not. It's total government.
Right.
Doc, thank you so much
thank you
for
guys.
Bringing
Appreciate
that in.
It. Have a great day.
And, you know, your mom can fix those pants.
Okay, I'm flying immediately after this segment to D.C.
Yes.
And these are my TSA pants because, yes, it makes me uncomfortable when TSA touches me. Uh-huh. But with these, because I make them pat me down as part of my civil disobedience.
Are it's they gonna, ripped in the butt or
Yes,
something?
They are right here.
Yes,
see right here?
Are. Yeah, they are.
It's definitely going to make them uncomfortable.
Thank you for sharing that with
yes,
me, by
here
the
you
way.
Go,
that
Pat.
Was,
yes,
wow.
No,
thank you.
So, that's for you,
okay.
Pat. Rump shaker,
right.
baby. Rump shaker.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Right.
Thank you. You've got to go off the set now. We're never going
to
get
don't
that.
You need to hit a flight?
I do. I got to go.
There
in fact, I'm going to get out. I'm glad you said that.
Some things you just can't unsee, and that's one of them.
Yikes.
I mean, but Donnie and I were in Vegas this weekend, and I would say somebody would walk by, and I'd be like, you can't unsee that one. And she was like, oh, you know,
Vegas
but you can replace it. Replace it with that one. And these people were, oh, there was a woman that I saw at a really nice restaurant dressed as a very nice hooker, I think. And Tanya pointed out she might be. And I'm like, well, okay, yes, I did see Pretty Woman. Maybe she is. But I don't think she was. You know how women go to Vegas and they dress like hookers? This woman was...
It's actually their city slogan.
Yeah, yeah. This woman was plump. Mm-hmm. And she honestly had a dress on, and she was probably 40, and she had a dress on where I could see the cheek come down, okay?
Yeah,
I could see the cheek meet the leg. Now, she was standing with her butt towards me, and I said to Tanya, I'm torn because I want her to turn around to see how this works on the front, because I said, just draw a mental line around it. So I want to see how this works in the front, and yet I really don't want
especially
to see
it. Especially in a food environment.
Yeah,
you have to see that.
No, no.
You don't go to Vegas.
Again, there are things you cannot unsee.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.